FlexMuscle.com brings you After Hours featuring the Whack Pack.
This is Mr. G.
Good day, mate.
I've gone to anger management 3 times.
Come on, get it out already over here.
Good day, mate.
Here's your host, Dave Palumbo and John Romano.
Welcome to another wacky episode of After Hours featuring the Whack Pack. My name's Dave Palumbo, and I'm joined, as always, by my elder statesman and co-host, John Romano. John, I want to start off by warning our listeners that tonight's show might be completely out of control, and I refuse to take any responsibility for it.
Well, that's probably has to do with the fact that there's probably 20 people in that 8x9 room that you're sitting in.
It's pretty close. Actually, Derek and Pelleci couldn't show up today, and it's still packed. I got a room full of wigged, costumed people, and I even have a mannequin on top of my fax machine with a pink cowboy hat that says Boston Blue and a picture of actually Boston Blue hanging off of it. That's a new ornament that's been added to my office here.
It's an absolute travesty that this is a radio show and not a TV show at this point.
I have my video camera ready just in case any real action picks up. But we got Good Day Mate back. He's back from South Beach. And Mr. G has him dressed up as Hulk Hogan. He's got a blonde wig on and the Hulkamania bandana with a tap-out jacket on. So welcome, Good Day.
Good day. Good day, Dave. Good day. Good day, John. How are you?
G'day, mate. I'm a little upset with you. You were down here in South Beach and you didn't call me.
I know, man. Sorry, man. There was just too many beautiful women on that beach. I couldn't leave that beach for a second.
You wouldn't have had to have. I would have come down.
Sorry, my fault, John.
He could have. Yeah, he was offering to fly me down, and he didn't. Couldn't you were 10 minutes away from him?
40, but yeah, yeah. I could have driven down there in less than 40 minutes.
Yeah. Biggie Smalls is in the studio, too.
Hey, what's going
Biggie.
On? Johnny John, man. You're the big news, man. You and John Stossel.
Well, we're not getting to that yet because we have to. We need the star of that episode, that segment, who we have not introduced yet. But Biggie, the white Biggie, that is.
White Biggie Smalls, that's correct.
Is supposedly getting to work on the T-shirts.
Yes, he's currently the most sought-after hombre on the message boards right now because the news is out that he knows of the orders, and it's only because of his lackadaisical attitude towards filling those orders that our constituency is so upset.
That is true. That is true. I have dropped the ball completely. The company is growing, and I'm nowhere to be found. The money is pouring in. But I will get to the orders. They will get done, I promise.
You know what? We're not a priority for him anymore because now he's a paid advertiser, so he's paying us in T-shirts. So, you know, we're not a priority on his list anymore.
Yeah, but
evidently.
I'm getting orders for $30,000, $40,000 a clip from Home Depot, all these accounts. What would you like me to do? Time to make money in a recession.
That's right.
So we're just not important to you is what you're saying.
Johnny, you'll always be important to me.
We made you.
I mean
didn't John
Depot,
and I make you?
Does Home Depot have you on their radio show, or are you on our radio show?
I'm on your radio show.
John, okay, what do we care that Home Depot is ordering 30,000 shirts from you? That's really irrelevant.
No, but it's in your favor, guys. It's always in your favor.
Well, I don't see any shirts.
Anyway, I'm here with a good friend of mine called Ricky Ryan, who played for the University of Pittsburgh.
He's called Ricky Ryan, or is that his name?
Well, I used to call him Ricky Rotten sometimes because he was the biggest pickup line artist in the world.
Now, if you notice, John, I was trying to say to you that Robbie doesn't want to admit that we discovered Robbie Smalley, right? Just like he thinks he discovered us, we discovered him, and he's refusing to admit that.
Hey, I'm the greatest.
He is, really.
I'm the greatest athlete that ever lived.
I thought you said Ricky Ryan was. Ricky Ryan was
until he started drinking. He had a pro. He played pro ball, and then he discovered drinking.
Now, didn't you say he went to school with Dan Marino?
He went to the University of Pittsburgh with Dan Marino. He also owns 6 restaurants now in Michigan Harbor. Where is it? Virginia Beach. I'm sorry.
That's close.
Virginia. So then the drinking really didn't hurt him.
And the drinking didn't hurt him at all, no.
He's an Irish guy that owns Mexican restaurants, John.
You got to love it.
And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Mr. G, who's sitting there with a shirt that says Mr. G 85%, which is kind of an inside joke for our listeners who may not have read your story, John.
I know. Mr. 85%.
Well, I'm purposely not, you know, talking to Mr. G yet because I know if he doesn't do his intro, he won't speak. So I'm not ready for it.
All right, we're not ready for him yet. We have to thank our sponsor before we do.
Hold on, I want to introduce one more person that we neglected to mention, and that's Jeff, the producer, of course, hanging out in the back.
Jeff.
What's up? What's going on?
What's up? Quick impersonation, top of your head.
Yeah, I got to tell him. You know, Jeff's impersonation of Robbie Duran might have been the most popular one of all time.
It wasn't an impersonation.
I think it is because you know it's so accurate and perfect that I don't.
That wasn't an impersonation. Look, he's right here. Robbie. Yes, call me. No, he's going to come to the mic.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy to be here on RxMuscle.com.
Robbie, now you really can't come on this show because you work for over at that other magazine.
Actually, you don't know, but Steve Blechman, he wrote it into my contract that I could actually do it because studies show that 85% of people who come on the RX Muscle show actually have some muscular gain. So I'm looking to put on some weight.
Speaking of 85%, John, you had quite an adventure with Mr. G in the city, huh?
Oh, my good Lord. You know, I'm still not recovered from my nine-hour day with Mr. G.
All right, well, let's hold off a second because I know Mr. G's waiting to do his intro, and I think it's about that time. So,
well, let's just get the sponsor out of the way, and then we'll get crazy.
All right. Well, yeah, obviously, we can't forget to thank ALR, our good friend Arthur L. Ray, and ALR Industries. Without them, there would be no Whack Pack show. So I got to say, though, but I've been reading the boards, and the biggest talk on the boards is this Chained Out product. You got someone.
I'm drinking it right now.
I know you are, but you got these people so maniacal that I'm getting like 20 questions a day from people asking me if they should be drinking the Chained Out all day long. And what I'm trying to tell them is that when you're dieting, you know, you can't be drinking the stuff like Crystal Light, but if you're off season, you know, go for it, man. I guess more is better, you know?
Well, I mean, why not? There's no.
Well, there is calories. There is calories. I mean, amino acids have, you know, 4 calories per gram.
4 calories per gram, right.
So, I mean, if these guys start using that as a substitute for to try to quell their hunger, I'm sure it will somehow have a negative repercussion. You know, calories are calories after all. At that point,
they certainly are. But, you know, off season, I'm not dieting for anything right now. I mean, just knowing that I'm getting that constant influx of branched chain amino acids, it's like, I may have the most expensive urine on earth, but I'm not deficient in anything.
You certainly do have the most expensive. But then again, you're not paying for it, so that's not too bad.
It's a great name, Chained Out, by the way. I got to give Arthur credit.
Just a quick question on that branched chain amino acids. I remember you saying in one of your question and answers that if you take too many BCAAs or too many amino acids, it throws your ratio of amino acids. Like if you're taking away an extra amino acids, what can you like verify that for us?
I don't think it's necessarily going to throw your balance off unless you're substituting the amino acids in place of a protein supplement. So, you know, if like John was skipping meals and trying to use the Chained Out in place of those meals, I think that he would be deficient in the essential nutrient amino acids that were not in that formulation. This is something to be used as almost like a supplement to your foods. That's why I say, you know, use it sparingly while you're dieting, but you know, when off season, if you want to add it to, you know, you're eating your 6, 7, 8 meals a day and you want to add that in between, you know, before your workout or during your training, I don't have a problem with that.
Okay.
Here's a trivia question for everybody in the room. What are the branched chain amino acids? How many branched chain amino acids are there, and what are their names?
There's 9.
No. I think there's 3.
Good day, mate. Knows he studies my thread. Yes, there are 3. Correct.
Name them.
Isolucine, leucine, and valine. Is that
all right? Yeah.
That's
good
right.
Day, mate.
Yeah.
Good day, mate.
Good day, mate. Wins a free bottle of Chained Out from Arthur L. Ray.
He wins a free T-shirt from Bobby Smalls if and when they ever get done.
Never get it.
Hey, Dave, what's Arthur's wife's name? You never plug her. You never did anything.
Well, she's
going to
be Lena. Lena's going to be on the new Muscle Girls Inc. radio show this coming Tuesday night. So
she's a sweetheart, man. This is Biggie Smalls. You are a sweetheart. Every time I see you,
you know, Biggie. You know, I noticed that you had the ability to produce that T-shirt for Mr. G that says Mr. G 85%. Yet you couldn't produce one RX Muscle T-shirt.
Dave, it's like going to the bathroom. Being backed up. I'm completely backed up.
All right.
You know, that's bullshit because the 85% thing was made up on Monday.
That's right. I'm full of shit. I told you, I'm backed up.
It's got rat gut.
I got rat gut. I've had it all my life. It's never left me.
All right. Quiet down. We're going to let Mr. G do his intro now.
He'll tell you what.
Film it. Wait, film it.
I am.
I mean, I want the listeners to know that room is literally 8x9.
Look at this.
I am Mr. G, and I am the truth. And I say, listen to the Lat Pack. If you and you and you and you and yes, all of you down there in Texas, get ready for WrestleMania. Gotta hear the... Now everybody stand up right now. When I say what, I want you to say 85%. What?
85%.
What?
85%.
What?
85%.
What?
85%.
What?
85%.
What?
85%.
What?
85%.
Welcome to 300 section.
What? 85%.
What?
85%.
Oh my God.
85%.
What?
Welcome, Mr. G's in the house.
Welcome.
Woo! I love this sport. This is great.
Welcome to the window, Mr. G.
Please.
Hello, America.
All right, shut the smoke machine off.
Are you all doing that there? Hey, John. Hey, Dave. Hey, good day, mate.
Think you got a hernia.
Hey, what's Ryan. Up, man?
Hey, Ricky R. Yo, thanks for banging my wife. I appreciate it. Yo.
Wow.
God. 5 years ago. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
He banged your wife?
Yeah.
While you were married?
Yeah.
Really?
He did me a favor.
His ex-wife.
Ex-wife.
No, he married three.
Which one?
He married three Debbies. Debbie one.
Debbie number two.
He banged Debbie number two?
She was like blind date. I said, Ricky, whatever you do. Rick, whatever you do, do not, and I repeat, do not give her a drink. And Ricky gave her a drink, and that was all that. Bada bing, bada boom.
Hold on, if it was a blind date, how did you know who she was?
Oh, it was a blind date.
You said it was a blind date, Finn.
No, like blind.
You
movie
said
blind
date.
Bruce Willis. They tell the girl, don't give the girl a drink. Well, my ex-wife was like that. Forget about it. You give her a drink, she'll screw the dog. She'll screw everything. Forget about it. You had a little dog. She used to play with the dog when she got drunk. You never knew that. She almost killed it. She had a little dog like you had. But had a big pee-pee.
My dogs are at the groomers right now. That's why.
Good day, mate.
All right, Mr. G, tell us a little bit about this Boston Blue chick. Now you got hanging from my fax machine there.
You okay, Bob? He's got rap gut. Speaking about rap gut, my dad has. Let me tell you a story about my dad. My dad has the biggest rap gut of anybody. He used to have a chair that no one would sit in. You sit in a chair, and as soon as you sat in, the whole thing smelled like his whole.
Well, he had
illness. You couldn't get on that chair. Yeah, the thing used to be a white thing. It was brown after my dad 10 years. So
yeah, after my dad left the room, it was like a nuclear meltdown.
Yeah,
hold on, guys.
Disease called illness, but we'll get to that.
Wait, let me tell a story. So my dad's working at Home Depot. He's working in sales, selling kitchens. So one day he's in the back, and of course my dad lets one go, right? So one of the workers comes up to my dad. He goes, my dad's name is Joe. Joe, you're like, something died back there. Joe, I swear to God, there's a dead animal back there.
There's a dead.
So my dad goes, where is it? Let's go find it. So my dad's going with the guy to try to find it. Wait, I think it's over here. And while he's doing it, my dad's ripping out rat gut, yo.
My dad was the only guy he was a traveler. He was a traveler farmer. The more he walked, the more he farted.
Yeah.
It's like, one time my father ate so much McDonald's, he had mayonnaise dripping down his leg. I swear to God. The guy was known the gas man. But he had ileitis. He did have a disease called ileitis.
He had diarrhea for 3 months straight,
yeah,
right?
3 months straight. Yeah. My dad was dying. Yeah. It's a true story.
I've actually not heard this story, John, which is amazing.
I haven't either, which is amazing.
So, right, let's get back to Boston Blue now.
All right, Boston Blue.
So Boston Blue. Boston Blue. I met Boston Blue about seven weeks ago.
We know the story. What happened?
What happened with Boston Blue?
No, we heard the story. What's going on? Is she calling in or something like that?
Boston Blue's calling. Supposed to call in at quarter to two.
Well, it's already 2 o'clock.
Well, let me call her right now. Hold on.
No. Don't worry about it.
It ain't Boston Blue calling. It's a Dalai Lama calling in.
No, it's Boston Cowboy Blue. Look, a picture's right up there. That's a picture. Right,
forget Boston Blue for a minute. Let's get to what you and John were doing this past what is it, Monday, John?
Monday, yeah, Monday.
You went into the city. You got interviewed for 2020 with John Stossel. John wrote the whole adventure up on the RX Muscle website, so anyone who wants to read it can go up there. I was crying, John, editing it that night. You sent it to me. It was tears were rolling down my face. Matter of fact, you saw Triple H sent me a special email and told me to forward it to you just because he wanted to tell you how funny the story was.
You had to live it to really appreciate it, let me tell you.
It was that fun, John.
And look, hanging out with Mr. G in and of itself is an event for which you must train for 6 weeks. I had less than an hour's sleep the night before. I had to wake up at 3:45 in the morning to catch my plane to get in Manhattan on time. And first thing in the morning I got to deal with an hour of sleep, is Mr. G for 9 hours all day in the streets of Manhattan.
And he probably didn't have much more than an hour himself, I'm sure.
I don't know if he even needs sleep. I don't even know if he has time for sleep.
I sleep for about 3 hours, but it's separated 3 hours. I
he gets up and eats donuts in between.
No, actually, client brought me Girl Scout Samoa cookies, and I wake up and eat like about 8, and then go back to sleep, and then
the ones with the coconut.
Yeah,
don't lie, you ate them all. You showed me the box was empty.
Good day, mate.
Now hold on, John. I think you owe it to our listeners to explain this 85% thing, because it's kind of like an inside joke right now. So explain what this whole 85% thing was that went on.
All right. Well, you know, Mr. G is the kind of guy that promotes a mantra. At any given point. And a lot of times he doesn't really know what one he's going to promote until he makes it up. So he had about 15 minutes from the time his train stopped in Penn Station till he for the cab ride down to Little Italy where I was. And sometime during that cab ride between Penn Station and Little Italy downtown, Mr. G had an epiphany and decided that 85% of your results in the gym are in your refrigerator. So when he got to Ferrara's Bakery where I was waiting for him, having espresso, he comes in and he starts talking about 85%. Then he drinks a coffee, he gets jacked up, then drinks a Coke and gets more jacked up, and then before you know it, 85% was it what he was telling everybody.
Well, I put an espresso, remember?
He put an espresso in his coffee. Right. That's what he needed.
Plus, he probably
needed an espresso in his coffee. Every single person that he had visual and verbal contact with from that moment on, from the waitress to cab drivers, people on the street, the janitors, the parking lot attendant at Reebok, everybody knew by the end of the day that 85% of your results in the gym are in your refrigerator. And the funny thing was the Pakistani cab driver who barely understood English, he was like so impressed with Mr. G's physique and realizing that 85% of the gym can be found in the refrigerator, he couldn't wait to get home. He was going to sit in the refrigerator. He was going to come out looking like Mr. G.
Good day, mate.
Good day, mate.
Now, well, he's a runner. I used to be a
He was convinced of that.
How did you get, from what I understand, and I wasn't there, obviously, I'm just relaying what I heard from reading the article. How did you get John Stossel to take his shirt off, Mr. G, and do pull-ups on the rafters of the health club?
He called him John Stossel, first of all.
I said, come on, hey, John, take your sweatshirt. He goes, nah. I go, John, look, the girls don't like my body. They love your physique. Are you kidding me? You got a hot-looking physique. Come on. You got that beach physique. You play that volleyball. Come on. I didn't come all the way here for you not to take your shirt off. Come on. It's half your show and half my show. So now this is part of my show. Take your shirt off.
Thank God this guy's a liberal. Holy mackerel.
Yeah, he was fun. He was fun.
He's a libertarian. It's two different things.
Was he a nice guy, John, overall? Could you see a little bit of kindness in him, or was he all business?
He was an extremely nice guy. He was really cool. He was, you know, he completely tolerated Mr. G. I mean, every step of the way, even to the point where he commandeered the news, the whole film crew, and had them do a special tribute to the cameraman who was retiring after 40 years with ABC.
Mr. G
and did a whole half an hour, you know, tribute to the guy's life. And Mr. G doesn't even know the guy.
Wait a second, the guy was retiring after 40 years, just happened to be on the show, or what?
He was a cameraman, and this was his last shoot. He was retiring after 40 years of with ABC. And Mr. G thought that was just amazing, and that they had to do a tribute to him with John Stossel. And so he corralled, you know, John and the cameraman, and he got the crew focused on him. And Mr. G starts going off on this diatribe of this guy's long, illustrious career with ABC, and, you know, how it transpired over the 40 years. And, you know, Mr. G didn't know anything about this guy. He made the whole thing up. And the cameraman was, like, consumed with emotion. He started crying. And, you know, John Stossel's hugging him, you know, he's got his arm around him. And they said it was so good, they're going to use it for his retirement dinner.
So, in other words, John, there wasn't a dull moment at all with Mr. G there. It was constant.
There was one dull moment, and that was while the toilet was flushing on 48th Street. But other than that...
Now, here's my real question. When is this thing going to air?
It's May 1st it's going to air.
All right, and that's on ABC?
ABC and, 2020.
And when does that usually go, about 10 p.m.?
10 o'clock, yeah.
All right. This is a good moment to maybe take a break here. So why don't we pause and give our sponsors time to be heard, and we'll be back in 2 minutes.
All right.
This is After Hours featuring the Whack Pack. ALR Industries. ALR Industries products are backed by 3 decades of experience in the science and lifelong dedication to bodybuilding from its founder, author L. Ray. In 2001, ALR Industries was created to give the hardcore bodybuilder the edge you need to build the perfect beast. Hyperdrive 3.0 is a synergistic blend of fat-burning herbs which yields the most potent legally available formula on the market today. Hyperdrive 3.0 will burn fat, control your appetite, improve your mood and focus, and give you an energy boost you've never experienced. Restore blocks estrogen, enhances libido, and optimizes free testosterone. You'll be stronger, recover faster, and build muscle like never before. Then, fuel your workouts with the great-tasting and energy-enhancing Hyper Shot. Hyper Shot will boost your athletic performance to new levels, allowing you to train harder, improve your endurance, and get the most out of your time in the gym. Whining is not an option for those who refuse to accept mediocrity. Visit ALRIndustries.com today.
Species Evolutionary Nutrition, the Species line of products champion original thinking and carries that thought process to its logical conclusion in the form of unique supplements that strictly adhere to the core nutritional principles of Dave Palumbo, founder of Species Nutrition. Visit SpeciesNutrition.com to purchase the next generation of high-quality supplements available today that fully adhere to the theory of natural selection, which insists that only the fit survive. SpeciesNutrition.com.
RxMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up-to-the-minute news and more. Visit the RxMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows, including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RxMuscle.com.
All right, welcome back to After Hours with the Whack Pack. I'm Dave Palumbo, here with John Romano and the entire Whack Pack, Mr. G, Biggie Smalls, good day, mate, and whoever else may trek in here when I'm not expecting it. John, we got a little bit of news to do, and not too many items because we have a lot to talk about today. I was reading an article online that was, I don't know if this was a joke or not, it seemed like it was true. There's a lawmaker out there who's trying to pass a law that's going to ban the word retarded. Now, he claims that it's a hurtful term to people with mental disabilities. Now, what do you think about this? I mean, they want to restrict everything you can do nowadays.
That's retarded.
That's what I was going to say. That it's freaking retarded. What a retarded thing to do.
Good day, mate.
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 I don't know. I don't
well,
get it.
Well, you know, it's part of the whole. You know, there was a thread on our board about a guy who lives in, I think, Sweden. Switzerland or Sweden. I'm pretty sure Sweden.
Sweden.
And in order to join the gym that he trains in, right, he has to get drug tested.
What?
They won't let guys on juice go to the gym.
Wow.
You know, there used to be a gym out here on Long Island called, I don't know, Robbie probably knows this. Remember Natural Physique?
Yeah.
Or was it called Natural Body? Something natural. It was in Lindenhurst. Yeah, they didn't drug test everyone, but you were subjected to drug testing. If they thought you were like taking juice, you had to go for a drug test.
What is that? What are you guys talking about? Those new gyms, Planet Fitness?
No. There was remember the gym on Long Island? It was out in Lindenhurst.
It's called Natural Physique
or Natural Bodybuilder or something like that.
You mean a long time ago?
Yeah.
I remember the guy used to work there. He went into wrestling. Him and the Power Twins.
Right, but they wouldn't let you in the gym.
I went in there. I was working out one day. This is going back 20 years ago, and he goes, "You know, we don't allow juice in there." I go, "What do you mean juice? What are you talking about? What, fruit juice? What are you, a Fruit Loop? What are you talking about? You're allowed juice. What are you talking about?"
One of the many gyms Mr. G's been kicked out of.
Been thrown out of more gyms than anybody I've ever met.
By the way, he didn't kick me out anyway.
But I mean, I don't understand that. That's personal choice. If somebody wants to take gear, he takes it. Somebody doesn't. I mean, what's it got to do with the gym? I mean,
I don't know.
That's why we need more guys like John Stossel and their libertarian views. I think that was an April Fool's joke if it was on there yesterday. There's no way they're going to ban the word retarded.
I don't know. One more thing.
They'd have to ban porch monkey first.
or sand digger, like Mr. G likes to use.
Sand digger.
I have one more thing I want to say that's really annoying the crap out of me, and I had to bring this up because I got to see if I can get anyone to say that they've heard of this before. But Colette has this very annoying habit of leaving used chewed pieces of gum in drawers, like she's hiding it.
Oh.
Not only does she leave it in drawers, she'll leave it like under the treadmill, she tries to hide these pieces of gum places. Have you ever heard of this?
Some real food issues. Cool.
Colette, your fiance?
My fiance, Colette. My lovely fiance. Yes.
She leaves it for you, Dave. She knows you like chewed up
gum. No, she leaves it and she hides them in drawers. There's
pieces
everywhere.
Why are you guys picking on Colette constantly?
Yeah. I'm not picking. I'm just throwing it out there.
Colette, hurry up. Come. He's picking on you again.
But that's something personal. Yeah. I mean,
so
what's the matter with you, Dave?
Have you guys ever heard of this?
Yeah, I heard of that. You know, my brother used to collect.
He's a collect boogers, right?
Hold up. Yeah, my brother, I swear to God, my brother used to knock gum. He used to pick his nose, and he would not put it underneath the bed. He would put it on the wall.
Not true.
Yes, he did. No,
I was an eater. There's only two types of pickers. Pick and eat or pick and wipe. I was an eater. I loved it. I picked and eat.
Bob, wait.
I pick and eat.
He used to.
You were a wiper. You used to wipe bloodstains on the wall.
No, you
were disgusting.
No, I didn't. I did not.
I pick and ate. You picked and wiped. There's only two types of pickers. That's it.
Bob, he used to connect the dots. He used to make pictures on there.
It's like the size of two head sizes.
Wait, I'll tell you another thing.
Lock head and pick.
I'll tell you another thing they used to do. They used to spit. And let the spit dribble from their mouth and try and do it without it connecting.
Let it hang all the way down.
See how far it can hang.
Well, Mr. G,
I swear to God, him and his friends used to have a game. They used to bet on it. They used to bet on who could let it hang down
how
the longest.
How about gas farts? You should light my whole ass went on fire one day. I had so much gas, no bullshit.
Well, yeah, rat gut.
No, you ever light a match near your ass and fart?
No.
Well, Mr. G, don't go
I think we got Boston Blue on the line. Is that her laughing?
Did somebody
know?
That's like a woman.
Sounds like John.
John, is that you laughing? Because that sounds like a woman.
Hell no, that ain't me laughing.
Somebody on the line. I just heard it too.
That's true.
Shh. All right, quiet down,
guys. Good day, mate.
Hold on, you're being rude.
Dave, you got to take control of that place.
They're being very rude to Mr. G's girlfriend.
And Mr. G's leading the pack.
That's right.
No, they're not.
That's not true. Go ahead.
I want to introduce Lynn, also known as Boston Blue.
Boston Blue, say hi. Say hi, Lynn. Lynn, are you there?
Hi, how you doing, guys?
Oh, she got a little shy.
That's Robbie Smalls. That's Biggie Smalls.
Hi, guys. How are you today?
That's Biggie Smalls.
So there is no Boston Blue.
No,
I see her holding on the line.
It's a Dalai Lama.
Maybe we lost her.
Let me see. I just got a text. Hold on.
She's working. She's in the financial district. She makes big money, this girl.
That was her laughing.
She's very pretty.
Certainly wasn't Romano.
She's got lovely features.
Can I ask you an honest question?
She just texted me. The lines have been busy, babe.
Who the hell was laughing like that then?
She's on the phone.
Oh, she's on the phone now?
Oh, she is here.
Oh, okay. How you doing?
Is she on the line?
Are you on the line, Lynn?
Somebody what are you guys talking about?
Oh, there you are.
There you are, Boston Girl!
These Boston girls are a little slow.
Get on with the interview. She's only got a couple minutes.
Yeah, she gotta get back to work.
I got a couple questions for you.
I told you she's a real girl.
Go say hi, Dave.
I'm trying to say hi, but you guys won't shut the fuck up.
Cut it.
Give him some.
I'm sorry.
Dave, you got to take control of that room.
I've lost control the minute they walked in here.
John, it's the Smalley brothers, man.
All right. John and I have a couple questions for Boston Blue. Are you open for questions?
Wait a minute. Are you crazy motherfuckers trying to put me off as Boston Blue?
Oh my god.
God damn, who the hell are you?
It's Big Mama.
That's Big Mama.
That's Big Mama.
Oh, Lord Almighty, my heart can't take it. Jesus, Lord Mary.
All right, shut up for a second.
Who is this?
Who is that?
It's Big Mama, right?
That's right. I'm like, Boston Blue, you giving me another name? Don't I have enough of them?
All right, my second guest called in. Boston Blue never called in. Big Mama's taking her place. So.
Yeah, she did. She just said the lines across.
Let's dispense with Big Mama.
All right, Big Mama, I got a question for you.
Okay.
We've been emailing each other back and forth online, and you really seem to be obsessed with porn lately, especially as it relates to women bodybuilders and women in the sport. Are you against porn? Are you for it? I'm not really sure about this.
Are you reading my emails? I love gay porn. The question about women bodybuilders doing porn was, do you guys actually watch that, and do you get anything out of it?
What do you mean by gay porn? You like watching two men get it on?
Yes, I do.
Oh, man.
Wow. That's the first she wants time
to know if you, she wants to know if you guys like women's bodybuilding porn, though.
Absolutely. Right. I sent you that link of Yvette Bova's new porn flick, and I wanted to know if you guys actually watch it and get off on that.
I think she's hot.
You mean Chocolate Thunder?
I guess Mr. G likes it.
Her name is Chocolate Thunder. She's a good friend of mine. I love her. I train with her every day at the gym. She has about 18 white guys that she trains at the gym with a whip.
No, you don't. That's not Yvette Bova.
That's not her.
It is
not
her.
Oh, my God.
He's so fucked up.
You got to watch those Somali brothers with a freaking eagle eye.
Ask you the next question, John.
Good day, mate.
Big Mama.
Yo, John.
What's up, girly?
Why didn't you answer my text yesterday?
Because I thought you had the wrong number, because I didn't know who the hell you were talking about.
Hey, Big Mama, how come I don't? Mr. G doesn't get a text. Where's the love for Mr. G?
I don't Big know, Mama. But I didn't even know you guys existed. You know.
Well, Big Mama, I exist. Big Mama, I know you exist, Big Mama.
I know Dave likes to keep people a secret like me. Yeah. He didn't tell you about us, did he?
No, because he's afraid of you.
Does Colette know about this?
Oh man!
Right, the sock is off now.
Oh my God!
Colette knows. She knows now. I talk to her every day. I know she hears our kids screaming in the background, but she never asked me who they belong to.
Well, Colette,
I don't think I have any sperm swimming around, so they can't be mine.
It can't be yours.
He's lying.
Hey, Mom, I got a question for you.
All right.
Okay, John.
You made a comment the other day. What?
You sound serious. Do I need to get serious?
Yeah, Big Mama.
Yes, this is a very serious question.
Okay.
It may be a defining question in many young men's lives.
Big Mama, do you?
So please answer truthfully. You made a comment the other day about white girls having no lips anywhere on their bodies.
Right.
Would you please sort of expound upon that idea for our young white male listeners?
Well, I just happened to be surfing on one of those threads. I don't even remember which website it was on. And it was just like a bunch of pictures of these different vaginas. And I had this conversation once before when I first had visual of interesting looking vagina, and I was staring at it, and the girl was like, "What are you looking at?" And I was like, "Well, that don't look like what's between my legs." And she said, "Well, that's because I have an outie." And then we got into this whole discussion about how an outie is like if you put your two fingers together and then you put your knuckle in between the two fingers, that describes an outie where all the good stuff just kind of sits outside of the lips. So you I was like, okay, that's pretty interesting because, you know, I'm kind of naive. I thought maybe that came from a guy just like sucking on your stuff all day and pulled it out. I didn't know.
Now, we all know right now at this very moment, 50,000 men are sitting there with a knuckle between their two fingers.
Everyone in this studio is, I can tell you that.
Sitting with a what?
We're doing it.
Which knuckle everybody's using, each knuckle.
Okay, so then I started learning that there are even more different types of vaginas. So an innie is one, an outie is another. I have an innie. I have lips, and you actually have to pull the lips back.
Oh, we have to find it like in a jungle.
The clitoris and all the other goodies that y'all like in there. And then there are these women that had stuff hanging from their vagina that really looked like it would crawl away. And, you know, there are some that the meat, they call them beefy, where the meat goes all the way up to anus hole. You know, like when they you know, cock it up to the back, you know, you can just see everything.
I used to put it in a parade.
Now, wait a minute.
Then I saw these ones.
Wait. You're way off target here.
I am?
This was with respect to white girls having no lips anywhere on their body.
Well, I didn't see any pictures of any black girls that fit that description. Every black girl I saw had a pretty, what I consider normal-looking, you know, coochie.
Yeah, I haven't seen Chocolate Thunder yet.
And the white girls have none.
Then she might be one of the few. I can say that the Latin girls, we kind of had a lot in common. It just happened to be the white girls that had these different looking vaginas. That's all. And
yeah,
some of them
didn't have any lips.
And I noticed that the real skinny girls, like whoever that was that said they like real stick chicks, their stuff sat so far down where there wasn't even a slit in the front.
That's me. I like that. I'm the white Biggie Smalls. Yeah. How you doing?
You.
Hey, Big Mama. Hold on, Mr. G. I like him stick thin.
You know what? This is what I have to say to you. I haven't met you yet, but that's some bullshit. If I was to fly to New York right now and sit on your dick, you ain't going to push me off. I know what you say you like, but it really don't matter in the end.
Big Mama, I ain't going to push you off, but I love him stick thin.
Big Mama, I got to tell you, Chocolate Thunder told me that she likes guys that are well endowed, and most white guys really don't have, you know.
Irish. Speak for yourself.
So I'm black Irish. So this white dude wants
to go out,
and she goes, baby, me giving you a blowjob is like giving a tic tac to a whale.
Good day, mate. That's good. That's excellent.
He's telling everybody that you have a small penis.
He pretty much does.
I got one little question. Why the sisters love me,
Mr. G? Hold on, the sisters love me.
You got the fucked up finger though. You got the index finger smaller than the other.
Why do black people wear hats? Why do black people wear hats?
Is that a joke?
Yeah, a little joke. You know, I'm a jokester. Why do black people wear hats?
Why?
So the birds can't shit on their lips.
which lips are you talking about?
Any kind of lips. Because they got the best lips.
They do have the best lips.
The sisters and the brothers got the best lips.
I have a sister and they sucks me in like a black hole.
They got the best lips.
We got to get these Irish guys out of the studio, John.
Hey, black Irish. Look up black Irish if you know anything.
Hey,
black
Irish. Big Mama, I've never been with a black girl. Could you... Well, now I can't do it anymore, but... I always wanted to be with a black girl. What's the difference between being with a black girl and a Barbie doll?
Good day, man.
I ain't gay. I look at pussies, but I ain't never experienced one. No. I don't know.
Hold on. I got to stop this whole thing. Hold on. Wait a second. I'm still trying to figure out the knuckle thing, John. Let's go back to the knuckle. Are we talking about enlarged clits? Is that what we're talking about?
No, we are not. We're talking about normal people who were born with certain types of vaginas. It's like the different striations in muscle. You don't have anything to do with taking drugs to change your basic anatomy. Now, we can talk about enlarged clits, I guess. I'm over here feeling like Don Imus. You know, y'all know I got kicked off the RX forums, right?
You got banned, I heard, because you were not behaving yourself.
I'm not quite sure what sparked it, and I feel like I might have fared better if I just called them a bunch of nappy-headed hoes.
Yeah, you got that,
baby. Because all I said was, I guess I rudely stated the truth.
Which was what?
Well, I said a lot of things. You want me to go over all of them?
No. Hold on.
I said about the enlarged clit.
All right, quiet down a second.
I was very serious when I said how empowering it is for a woman to tell a man to suck my dick and mean it.
I am sure it does.
I have a question
for Big Mama. Hold on. I got a question. Who is the most popular or, if you want, famous person you've ever had sex with, male or female?
Are we going to name drop?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah, Big Mama.
Come on.
No, I'm only going to participate in that if we go around the room.
All right, we'll do that.
We'll go around the room.
Okay, well, I don't want to be first because I want to make sure y'all own up to it.
Robbie Smalls. Biggie Smalls.
I slept with a girl named Brenda Winston from Playboy, if that means anything, back in... She was in the 79 issue of Playboy.
Wow.
Okay, that's good.
She's about 58 years old. But I had a problem. I couldn't get it up that day. I was so scared. I swear to God. Dave, I was petrified. I couldn't believe I got such a hot girl. I couldn't even do anything. I was scared. You ever get somebody in the room where you open their body, you take the clit, it's so hot, you can't even fucking believe how hot they are?
That's a guy thing.
Yeah, true. You might be right about that.
All right. No, the hotter they are, the better.
All right.
You're right.
Big Bob, give us a name.
Well, you know, I thought about if you had asked me that, and I said most popular. Which one? Because I've got a few. It'd probably have to be Bo Jackson.
Wow. That's a good one. Yeah. When did you sleep with him?
Years ago.
Oh, yeah. That was 1986, something like that.
Did he have a Jackson or what? How big was his Jackson?
Ooh,
he was a curly. He was a curly Neil.
He was a curly. Did it curve to the side or to the left or the right?
Let's just say he had pretty muscles everywhere.
So you like muscles, Big Mama?
Of course I like muscles.
She's muscular.
You should hook up with Mama.
You got the wrong image of Big Mama. She's not a big fat mama. She's a big muscular mama.
Well, then why is
Big Mama's muscular?
Why is Big Mama banned from our... Isn't RX Muscle our site?
Yeah,
no,
talk
about people monitoring.
Ask Dave or somebody. It's John's fault. I think Dave really did it because when I was talking about that clitoral enlargement, I swear I read an article that John wrote a long time ago, and he wasn't talking very favorably about it.
Yeah, that's the famous Romano article on.
John, I've been following you for a long time, buddy.
Did you ever sleep with John Romano?
No, I didn't, but I know he slept with one of my friends.
Great.
Good day, mate. Big Mama, let me introduce myself. I'm the Good Day Mate.
Good day, mate.
From South Africa.
Hey, Good Day Mate. I say that all the time.
How are you? Nice to meet you. I've got a quick question for you. Seeing you know a lot about clitorises and things like that, I just want to ask you a quick question. Why is it that they say Chinese women have the most satisfaction in bed? Why is it that they please their men more than any other woman? Maybe you can give us a brief answer.
Well, out of all those pictures that I saw, I don't think there were any Chinese women, but I can tell you that because of their size, and one of the qualities that they might possess is that their uterus tilts to the front.
Interesting.
Wow.
So you can get to the G-spot a lot quicker because traditionally, I don't think Asian men are very well endowed.
So you've never been with an Asian man?
No, one liked me, but I was believing in the myth.
How about the white guy?
Big Mama, what constitutes a slut?
That's a great question. Y'all to tell me. I mean, how many men do you have to sleep with before a guy says she's just a slut?
Two a night.
No, I want to know that from a woman's perspective.
She's got to sleep with the same guy.
You have to sleep with to earn a title.
Let me think for a second.
I think that
if I was to call a girl a slut or a hoe, it would be because she just indiscriminately slept around for no good reason. Just whoever.
Well, what is a good reason to sleep around?
Well, I mean, if you're sexually attracted to a person, or if you have like a really high sex drive and you're single, or you like to explore, I think it's good. I probably have more problems with women who do that for free than those who, you know, charge a fee for it.
You ever sleep with any politicians, Big Mama?
Hold on, you think that charging is okay, then, is what you're saying?
I think it is better to charge for it than to give it away.
All right.
So then you would probably be of the opinion that you can't make a housewife out of a hoe.
Well, no, I think that you can if you want to.
You just got to put up enough money, John.
Exactly. That's what it's all about anyway.
So now what do you...
Those guys who say they'll never pay for pussy who are married, they're lying.
Yeah, I agree with you, Big Mama.
I pay for it every day.
I agree with you.
So, Big Mama, what is the actual difference if you say a married man that sleeps around, that's married? What is it? What do you call that? Is that a whore? Is that a slut? What's a...
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. But, I mean, it just depends, because, first of all, I believe in polygamy. And it's okay to have, you know, multiple wives if you need them. You know, there's got to be some justification for doing what you're doing. If you're not getting satisfied at home, then, you know, you might have a need to go get some kink somewhere else.
So you,
as long I think as, your wife should know about it, and she should be okay with it.
So as long as you're married to the two women and you're paying the bills, you're okay with that?
Well, yeah, that's, you know, under the law of Islam, you can only have as many wives as you can afford.
Gotcha. Are you Islamic?
It's not a deceitful kind of relationship. Everybody has a role, right, and that's when it makes sense. Now, I don't really believe in this American version of trivia. That's just foolishness.
Are you Islamic, Big Mama?
No, I mean, I embrace Islam, but I'm not a Muslim.
You ever sleep with Al Sharpton?
Yeah, we just got a note here on
somebody said she slept with Al Sharpton.
You slept with Al Sharpton.
Oh, that's funny. No, I don't do fat dudes, and I don't do dudes with perms.
So Al Sharpton's out.
All right, one more question for you, Big Mama. In man language, what would you say constitutes being gay or bisexual?
Those are questions for you guys.
Oh.
That's another thing. I read a lot and I watch too much TV. And I think I heard Sister Steele talk about guys who like to be penetrated, but they don't consider themselves gay. So I just wanted to, you know, since what's my boy's name that's been messed up since he saw Brokeback Mountain?
I wanted to present that question
to you guys, because I don't know what's gay and what's bisexual. I've been told by most men that if you go there, ain't no such thing as bi. You're just straight up gay.
What do you think, Mr. G?
It's funny that in prison, it's the guy who's pitching is considered the guy who's not gay, but the guy who's catching is gay.
Right.
But I believe if you're pitching or you're catching, you're gay.
Right.
Well, John just answered a question. If you got anything to do with dick, you're gay.
Well, look, let's put this one out there. What about if a guy likes to have like some female bodybuilder strap on like a dildo and do him? Is that gay?
Yes. No.
Bobby Small says no.
It's the same thing. It's like it's a dick. She just said it.
Yeah.
It's a chick with a dick.
It's a chick with a dick.
It's
still a dick.
It's not gay.
It's
still a dick.
Why would you want to
get the answer?
Chick with a dick is not gay.
It's not chick with a dick.
You still
lock
it up the ass. I mean, who would have
to
stick your finger up your ass?
Yeah. You did.
He picks that thing too.
Here's the difference. If you sleep with dick with a dick, you're gay. If you sleep with chick with a dick, you're not gay.
I disagree. It's still a dick. Bullshit.
Dave, what do you think, Dave?
Chick with a dick.
The Smalley brothers are questionable. I'm starting to get worried about them.
I'm really worried.
The girl stick your finger up your butt.
Our whole crew is falling apart. We got damaged with this Brokeback Mountain stuff. We got the Smalley brothers okay with strap-ons.
It's okay, John.
I'm losing confidence in everybody here.
Let me throw one more ball out there. We don't have the expert in here, but what about gay for pay? If you do that stuff, is that gay?
define gay for pay?
You know, like jerking off for guys and letting them jerk you off and blow you and
stuff.
Webcam,
like webcam or actual contact?
Contact.
Actual contact, like letting a guy suck your dick.
Is that gay?
You sound like you like that, Big
of
Mama.
Of course it's gay.
Big Mama said that, like, really hot. That was hot.
I think that's gay.
I mean, it's different if you don't have money and you're doing it just to make money and let him suck your dick.
Why? What's the difference? You watch gay women.
That's gay money.
You watch gay women, but I mean, you watch gay women.
They're the best.
So what are you saying? Talk about gay. You love gay.
I said I am not gay.
I don't know.
There's a difference.
Nor do we.
I don't know what you've been wearing for a long time. You're questionable.
John, I must say, I saw a hell of a lot of gays in South Beach, Miami. Wow.
There's a lot of gays in my neighborhood.
My gosh.
Dave doesn't have to be gay. He's got a gorgeous woman.
You haven't seen gay until you got into jail. You get these guys, they're 6'5", 450 pounds, and they put a wig on, and they have a full beard.
Look, you're the one with the wig getting in this place.
Is that why Dave learned how to lean on the bars pretty good?
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
I got a question for Big Mama.
We're losing everybody.
Here's a question, Big Mama.
Uh-huh.
What's the difference? I'm a man, and I'm going to choose between a black girl and a white girl, and I call white girls Barbie girls, Barbie dolls. What's the difference between being with a black girl like Big Mama and being with a white girl? What's the difference?
Are you smoking? You already asked me that question.
I've never been with a woman. The white girl has got a good question.
I can just tell you, if you get with this, you're going to have a real good time. But that don't mean that the other girl is not going to give you a good time either. It's like, it's your preference.
Oh, isn't that a black girl's more commanding and more demanding? Tells you exactly what your sister tells you exactly what you want.
No, you know what? That's something that is labeled on a lot of bodybuilders, like because we lift heavy weights.
No,
we're
they
all
be dominant.
I'll handcuff myself. No.
Are you well handcuffed yourself?
Hey, Big Mom, if you had to pick in this room today, who is the real man to you? Who would be able to escort you into a room and treat you like a woman, take you to dinner, and really, really treat you good? Who would you believe is a real man in this room here?
Big Mama.
That's not even a fair question because I only know Dave and John. I haven't met the rest of you guys.
You don't want to meet them,
well, baby. I'm the real man.
Consider yourself lucky.
I can't wait to meet you guys.
And I'm the truth.
You're 85%.
What is it like having the ultimate sex? What are the noises that you make? I heard you're a noise girl. Just describe to me the noises that you could possibly endure. Go ahead.
Oh, God.
Give me one.
Just touch yourself a little bit. Let's hear.
I'll give you one.
All right, but Bobby, you're getting me sick here. Come on, stop.
I'm
going
to throw up soon.
Is he got a phobia about gays?
Can I get these guys out of the room? Jeff, can we clear them out of the studio? I think I had enough of them.
They are off the chain. I want to get back on the subject of how you constitute gay versus different or kinky sex, because in women's circles, when we're trying to figure out whether or not, you know, this guy is on the other side of the fence, like some guys who like fingers in their butts, or I mean, even what they call tossing a salad, it's all questionable.
So now when you say tossing a salad, you mean getting a tongue in there, huh?
If you want to know if they're gay, look in their refrigerator. It's an easy indicator.
How's that?
Yeah, 85% of it.
Don't put any
there.
Caps on anything. I'm telling you right now, these are little things you got to look out for, David.
Why? What does the cap thing have to do with anything?
It's an inside thing. I'll explain it to you.
You don't understand.
It's 1.5%.
It's a gray area.
Good
so
day,
you're telling me I can tell whether or not a man is gay or bisexual by the way he keeps his refrigerator?
No, the cap. If he doesn't put the cap on the bottle. Hey, Big Mama, let me hear you say good day, mate, three times. Good day, mate.
Good day, mate.
That's hot.
Big Mama, last question. We've maybe gone over the subject here. when a man,
Big Mama, we'll jerk it off. Go ahead.
When a man makes...
Shut
up!
You guys are so disruptive.
Let us speak, please. Calm, easy. Big Mama, when a guy makes... when a man makes love to you, you should say sex. Do you prefer him just to go straight on and go ahead with it? Or do you prefer... maybe foreplay, or maybe just have like what they call love, you know, like that touchy feeling and all that, or do you prefer it just straight on the subject, like hardcore whack back?
I like it all.
You got to put on a little Teddy Pendergrass for her, you know what I'm saying?
You know, if I got to go to work, you know, quickies are good. If, you know, we're having a session, and, you know, you want to go with the 12 play, that's great.
How about smoking a bluff? What do they call that in black language?
Blunt.
Oh, blunt. I'm blunt. Sorry.
You guys are the most uncool white guys I've ever met in my life.
Smoking a bluff. I didn't know it was a blunt. Is it really a bluff?
I don't want to put you down.
Oh, my God.
Neither you or one of you have actually said a decent sexual... A question. You haven't given one.
All right, I got one.
Good question.
Big Mama, describe for the Whack Pack what you're dressed in. What are you wearing right now? What are you wearing?
I want to describe what Mr. G's wearing.
Let it talk.
A black wig.
Wait.
An 85% shirt.
I'm not like him. I didn't get dressed up to be on the radio, internet radio.
Jeans that he's worn for 7 weeks.
Without washing them.
Without washing them, because I know I've been here for that long.
Listen, they stand up on their own. They don't even need to.
Big Mama, one thing I got a nice big butt.
Yeah, but all that side, it doesn't big money turn you on. Say I was a guy, but I'm an ugly guy, really. But I got big money. And everywhere I take you is a nice place. Isn't that a turn on also to you?
No.
No?
No, she's not impressed with that.
Wow.
I'm pretty immature. I'm turned on by what I see.
Wow.
I think she's more upset. I think she's more concerned about the bisexual references you continually reference.
Yeah. I think this is the main...
You know what? It depends on the guy, because there are a few guys that are suspect bisexual, and I'm really wondering if I would not be in a relationship with them.
Hmm. Name two.
Okay, we'll name some neutral ones. Vin Diesel.
Really? You think he's gay?
I heard he was.
Really?
Well, not gay. He's got a wife and kid.
Right. Well, so that doesn't
mean anything. I don't think you can be gay if you're married.
No,
that's a misconception a lot of times. A good-looking guy is always considered going both ways. He's got everything to live for. He's good-looking. He's got money, so he's gay. You know, you hear that a lot.
Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah, he's questionable. I agree.
Lenny Kravitz is questionable?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
I just think he's out there because he smokes so much weed.
Yeah,
and I actually fell in love with a bodybuilder that I'm being told is...
Who?
I don't know. It just hurts me. His name?
If you want.
Mention some famous people you banged.
Can I give his initials and then one of y'all say his name?
Sure.
M.B.
M.B.
Michael Jackson.
M.D.
Or D?
Good Lord.
B is
you
a
know
boy?
What? Didn't I send you that text? You can't call people retarded anymore, but I'm going to break the law. That's retarded. I said M.D.
M.D.
Oh,
D.
Muscular development. I like this girl.
I'm thinking about this now. It's a male bodybuilder, black or white?
He is Italian.
Black. He's Italian? Hmm.
He doesn't compete anymore. He lives in Hawaii.
Mike Dragna. Wow.
Yes. Oh my God.
Mike Dragna, very
him.
Good.
You like him, huh?
Yeah.
I thought he had a girlfriend last time. He had a wife. Okay. No more?
And a kid. Oh, I don't know. I haven't talked to him in a long time.
So why do you think he's gay?
Well, people were telling me that him and Chris Cormier had like some questionable...
Ooh. Gray area.
Chris Cormier has a lot of stories about him, you know?
Yeah, and then, you know, he was doing some things online that, you know, unless you paid to get in, you didn't really know.
Stuff
I heard. I don't know if it's true or not, but the point of the talk about it is not to rat him out. It was like, if that was true, would it change how I felt about him?
Oh, does it?
It didn't, no. Oh,
okay.
Okay, that's good.
Now, let me ask you a question.
So wait, I have a question. Because I know Big Mama knows it all. So I want to know from Big Mama, what is the most scandalous thing you've heard of in this biz?
The most scandalous thing I've heard in what business?
Bodybuilding. Bodybuilding, fitness figure.
Scandal.
You know, our industry. Scandal. Scandalous.
Oh, God. I don't know. You got me on the spot, John. I don't know about any scandal.
Well, speaking of scandalous, John, Derek Anthony just sent me a picture because he's too lazy to get at it. He claims he's working, okay? That's why he couldn't get here. He's like, normal people work during this time that you film the show. Meanwhile, he's sending me pictures. He's emailing me pictures of himself saying, fuck my ex, like hitting the most muscular shot in the gym. So he's obviously not working.
But, hey, John, I got a serious question for you.
Okay.
Hey, This came out of my email bag. You ready?
I'm bracing myself. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, no, it's cool. It's all good. And I'm gonna say we because I want to know too, being that you were affiliated with Steve for as long as you were. Why are you the last person to know that he's a snake?
Why am I the last person to know he's a snake?
Well, it seemed to be that you were surprised about your firing, and I read all your epic novels in discussing what had happened, and it all sounded like it caught you by surprise.
It did.
He got fired in 30 seconds.
So did 18 years, I got fired in 30 seconds. That was a surprise.
Right, but I'm saying that that outsiders who had dealings with Steve had perceptions about him, and it seemed like you didn't know that he was capable of acting like a rabid dog.
Well, obviously I knew he was capable of it because I witnessed him do it 7 million times. But you know, when somebody's calling you their brother and you stay in their house when you come to New York and you go to his family functions and you've been invited to his son's bar mitzvah, his daughter's bat mitzvah, their wedding anniversaries, their birthday parties. I've been to their house in Aspen. You know, I was like one of the family.
18 years.
So you'd think that, you know, and through all of the years, through all of the cost cutting and, you know, through all of the times that we've been, you know, dropping axes, you know, he was told me point blank many times, you know, your job is secure, you know, you're one of the family, you know, this would never happen, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, after all of that, you know, and 18 years of dedicated service to be fired in a 30-second phone call with no reason whatsoever, you know, yeah, that did catch me by surprise.
Yeah, well, you know, like I've known you for a long time. I read all your stuff, even when the magazine was called All Natural Muscular Development, and because I've met you, I could even read some of the passion in your articles.
You trying to get a date with John?
No.
She's a sweetheart,
I'm leading up to the last part of the email that the majority of the people thought that you should still take the high road and let sleeping dogs lie.
He is taking the high road.
I have. I've gone on and started a new business with a great partner, and we're not looking back.
Oh, you guys take pot shots at that magazine as many times as you can.
We got
I mean, that's, you know,
even
you can't drive
even
by
in your
a car.
Arnold coverage. You know I watch everything. I'm a journalist.
But,
I read,
you know,
everything.
Come on.
You're like, well, you know, we were fired the other day.
I have
day.
No
you're
idea
start
what
start
you're talking
talking
about.
Well, you know, I lost the job.
By.
We got a low budget here.
Look, you can't drive by a train wreck and not look.
Right.
Okay, so,
look, we point out the absurd about life, and sometimes there's a lot of absurdity from the other side.
Yeah, you know, I mean, our job is to report the news. I mean, we can't ignore news just because it happens to be the place we used to work at.
That's right. That's right. All right, last question for Big Mama.
Oh, boy.
Mr. G, do you have a question?
Yeah, I do. Do you love the Whack Pack?
I didn't ask you.
Of course I do. You guys are hysterical.
Thank you.
All right. I have a last question because you guys don't have
to
end it.
I had a question.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Big Mama. I used to play Big Mama. You want to hear my Big Mama?
No, I don't want to hear his Big Mama stuff.
No, we don't want to hear
it. I
hear
Big Mama stuff
now,
either.
All right. My question to you is, Big Mama, you seem to have a lot of insight into people and into what you like and what you don't like. I hear you're single. What's the deal with this? How come you don't have a man or a woman?
Oh, good question.
Mm.
I don't think that I've found what I'm looking for, and I'm not even quite sure there are very many out there. The man I'm looking for is like a Ferrari. You know, they only make, 50,000 of them every year? Most of them are taken, well, you got to wait for another year kind of thing. Mm.
You got to start singing, Big Mama.
But, you know, I'm not everybody's, every guy's cup of tea. I don't know if you guys saw my picture, but even with the level of muscularity that I have, I'm pretty intimidating and scary to most. But it's the brain muscle that's the biggest and the most powerful, and I think that's the thing that scares a lot of the guys. You know, there aren't a whole lot of real men out there that can handle what they claim to want as an independent woman.
You
know, I don't think you're supposed to be an independent thinker.
I want Warren Powers.
And if you're smarter, that's a problem. And good Lord, if you're stronger, that's a bigger problem.
I'm twice your strength, Big Mama.
And that's wonderful because I want a guy to be bigger and better and richer and everything more than what I've got.
I dated Lauren Powers.
You did not.
Yes, I did.
Yes, he did.
You married her.
She told me I was the best man she's ever dated.
He found Lauren Powers.
Yeah, he found everyone.
No, I know how to talk to women, man. It's about being secure with yourself. A lot of guys, girls with muscle, you guys are intimidated by. You are too, Dave.
Yeah, but you're a bullshit artist. You don't know how to talk to anyone.
What are you talking about?
Dave.
You guys can't handle him.
You feed him the shtick.
It's all about yourself.
The biggie small shtick.
You got to get off yourself to love somebody else. You guys are all about you. The I. All right, Big Mama, I got to go back to work.
All right, get out of here.
I love you, Big Mama.
Get out of here.
Okay, guys.
All right, Carolyn, we love you. Thanks a lot.
Bye, Big Mama. Thanks for having me.
Well, Dave, I guess we have successfully endeavored once again to set a new low.
Yeah, you know, I think we need Pelleci in the studio to kind of to balance the smallies off. They're a little more intimidated when he's in here. They're just out of control when he's not here.
They were totally out of control. Maybe yeah. Mr. G is still riding that high from the 2020 thing with, you know, with John Stossel.
He's got the 85% shirt on. That's what's doing it,
I think. That's my new thing. 85%.
It was just his new thing.
What was your old thing? I forgot what your old thing was.
Never give up.
Oh, right.
That's going to be at the end of this show. I'm going to say that.
Never give up, right? Yeah. Now he's got 85%.
It's the Rocky inside of you.
That's right. Call Mommy and Daddy.
Can we get you? We got to get your parents on the phone for one of these shows.
Yeah, my dad will come in.
Will he?
Yeah.
Because I don't. I got to find out what went on during the childhood because something definitely was. Something was missing there.
I totally agree.
We used to ride flying saucers. When it used to snow, we used to take the flying saucers and go on a garage roof, and we would ride off the garage roof and make an 8-foot bank of snow and ride off the garage roof like 15 feet high.
Did you fall on your head?
A couple times.
Yeah, that explains a lot.
And then we used to take the shingles. Remember, Bobby used to take the shingles? My dad was one day, the roof's leaking, and we would take the shingles off the roof, and we would fling them at the school. The school was like across the other way.
I'm going to fling you guys right out of the studio now because we're out of time, John. We're at the end of another wonderful episode of After Hours with the Whack Pack. Until next week, I'm Dave Palumbo.
And I'm John Romano.
And remember, we're not only the host of After Hours with the Whack Pack, we're also members.
After Hours with the Whack Pack has been an RxMuscle.com presentation. To download this and all past shows, visit RxMuscle.com and click on the radio link. RxMuscle.com, the truth in bodybuilding. I'm Michael Bob in the Bonzo.